Leviticus. Chapter 20. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Again, you shall say to the children of Israel, Whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that gives any of his children unto Molech, he shall surely be put to death, the people of the land shall stone him with stones. And I will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his children unto Molech, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do in any way hide their eyes from the man, when he gives of his children unto Molech, and kill him not, then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that play the harlot with him, to commit harlotry after Molech, from among their people. And the soul that turns after mediums, and after wizards, to play the harlot after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes, and do them, I am the Lord who sanctifies you. For everyone that curses his father or his mother shall be surely put to death, he has cursed his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. And the man that commits adultery with another man's wife, even he that commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. And the man that lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death, they have committed perversion, their blood shall be upon them. If a man also lies with a man, as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man takes a wife and her mother, it is wickedness, they shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. And if a man lies with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall slay the animal. And if a woman approaches unto any animal, and lies with it, you shall kill the woman, and the animal, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And if a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing, and they shall be cut off in the sight of their people. He has uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness, and shall uncover her nakedness, he has made naked her fountain, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, for he uncovers his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. And if a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing, he has uncovered his brother's nakedness, they shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes, and all my judgments, and do them, that the land, where I bring you to dwell therein, vomit you not out. And you shall not walk in the customs of the nation, which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said unto you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it unto you to possess it, a land that flows with milk and honey, I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from other people. You shall therefore make a distinction between clean animals and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean, and you shall not make your souls abominable by animal, or by fowl, or by any manner of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy, and have separated you from other people, that you should be mine. A man also or woman that is a medium, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death, they shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them.